I had a friend in the seminary who said, "Matt, you are a very humble person because you have lots to be humble about." We are no longer friends, by the way. In the gospel, our Lord is talking about the great virtue of humility. It is one of the great virtues of our Lord, one that he highlights that we should all have. "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart," he says. If there is anything that shouts approachability, it is the virtue of humility. I'm always so taken back by this virtue of our Lord's, his humility. Here he is, the God, creator of the universe. He has the command of the angels on his lips. And he became man, a little baby, helpless and defenseless, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, emptying himself completely so that we can approach him. Everyone finds it easy, I think, to approach a little baby, whereas not everyone would approach a powerful king or a queen. They would be afraid. In our Lord's humility, he helps us to go to him. Here he is concealing himself at Mass in the form of bread in every tabernacle of the world so that we can console him and easily approach him. In humility, we are allowing God to enter our life. We see that in the beautiful life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who here she was, poor herself, but yet through her humility, she had the greatest of treasures, our Lord, and she speaks out and radiates, "I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. I am the humble handmaid of the Lord," allowing God to work with her, to work through her. Humility helps us to do the same. It is through this great virtue that helps us to rely on God, to say that yes, we need him. There might be many who might say, "Well, I don't need God. I don't need any help. I can stop my drinking, or I can stop my addiction to pornography at any time." But what happens when we push God out? We go deeper and deeper into the hole. We have to call out to him, "Father, I need you. I need you to help me." And like a good father, he will run and help us. St. Francis of Assisi says, "True humility begins with recognizing our weaknesses as well as our strengths." This past Wednesday was the feast day of St. Augustine, one of the greatest of saints. Before his conversion, you thought I lived a wild life in Kansas. He lived an extremely wild life. He couldn't get enough of the pleasures of the world. But through the tears of his mother and holy examples of people living the faith, he found God. And in this great act of humility, of emptying himself, of recognizing his faults, he threw his former life away and cried out, "I need you, Lord," and filled his life with the grace of Almighty God. There is hope for us that we can do the same, that if we've made mistakes, to place them at the foot of the cross in humility, in confession, and get back on the road leading to heaven. To say that God does not love me or he can't help me, that in itself is a form of pride. For you are limiting God. You're saying God can't do something. But God can do everything. We don't want to put ourselves in competition with Almighty God. Humility is recognizing the truth. Beware of a false humility which does not acknowledge the truth. Maybe someone gives you a compliment and you don't take it well. But really, are good or whatever you're being complimented at. Maybe, playing the guitar or playing a sport game or something. You you know you have talent. And that true humility gives thanks to Almighty God for that, turns it right around and back to Him. And doesn't. So you graciously say thanks and give glory back to God by acknowledging what the Lord has given you. What about pride? You know, pride, as we know, was the first sin. You know, Lucifer was presented by God with how he was going to save the world. And Lucifer said no. He said, I'm an angel. I'm not going to stoop low like and save this lowly humanity. I'm greater than them. Whereas God, he did become man and stoop to our humanity. And in doing so, in emptying himself, glorifies himself, lifts us up. And St. Michael cries out, who is like unto God? Pride is the root of all sin. It says that we know better than God. It says we don't need him. I know what's best. There is, though, a good pride. Pride in the family, or maybe your work, or your country is not bad. Perhaps you are a good worker and you have a good job. You give thanks to Almighty God, you know, for giving you the, you know, that job and giving you the talents to perform your job. Or you love and honor your family. You know, you're trying to lead them to heaven. You give thanks for your wonderful spouse and children. Or a soldier who has pride in his country for in fighting for what is good and right, what the country was founded upon. All these things are good. And the key, I think, in all this is simply acknowledging the good giving from God. What we have is because of the goodness and generosity of God. And all goes back to recognizing that and being humble before our Lord and saying, yes, Lord, we thank you and we do need you. I can't do anything without you. And always remember this, recognizing where your gifts come from and being grateful to God for giving them. In him may we be content. Forsake the lies of the world which say, I know what's best. Or don't lord over your gifts, you know, to the detriment of, you know, your neighbor, like we see so many times in, you know, professional sports. That's one thing about this time of year when football starts. I think of all the gloating and all that stuff goes on. Well, that's not giving glory to Almighty God. Humility is contentment with God and his authority. May we say like St. Augustine, one of the greatest acts of humility in his beautiful phrase, may this phrase be ours. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O God.